This is the typical advice, isn't it? When it comes to more success, more winning, going for it in your life, in your business, in sports, go harder, work harder, dig deeper. And we all know that it's not just about working harder, is it? As we talk about, it's doing harder things. It's working smarter. Yet, the fact remains, people who are driven and focused, who achieve great things in the world, don't just work smarter, they work harder as well. I believe it was from one of Malcolm Gladwell's books, perhaps Outliers, where he said, those at the top don't just work harder than everyone else. They work much, much, much harder. It's often said something like, you go ahead and work smarter. I'm going to work smarter and work harder. And we'll see who comes out on top. Right, so if you're working smarter, you're really doing hard things, and you're going at that 40 hours a week, great. Maybe that fits your goals. Maybe that's all you want to make time to do, or you're willing to do. What about the same person who's doing the same things 80 hours a week? Putting in double the hours, wouldn't you expect they'll get perhaps double or even more exponentially better results than you? Right, because we know that one of the fallacies of our world is brute force. Kids in school with their 4 hours of homework a night, reading everything the slow way because no one ever taught them speed reading, memorizing things the slow way because no one ever taught them memory skills. So we know there's a lot of fallacy in our society about you just got to work hard. When I first stepped back from my career and started doing this work, what I most discovered was in our careers, too often we get stuck head down working hard, just grinding it out, hustling, believing that we're going to get where? Somewhere. Imagine driving with your head looking down, you know what you're going to get to is a wall. So we know the brute force fallacy of working harder fails, yet what we do know is those who are willing to put in more hours, to go at it harder, to quote-unquote sacrifice more, to give more to it, you are far more likely to succeed. Has rapper Dizzy Wright labelled his latest album, Nobody Cares, Work Harder? Really think about that in his business, trying to break out, stand out, distinguish himself. Nobody cares. How good are you? Nobody cares. Until you work harder and harder and harder and keep putting it in front of them. There's so many things in success we can't control. Yet, we can always control whether we work at it harder. All right, so principle one here on work harder. Straight up, working harder is working more hours. Right, again, not everyone wants to hear this, do they? I'm doing everything I can. How many hours are you working at it? Right, it sounds like the jerk thing to say. In our world of being all nice and work-life balance and all that stuff, how many hours are you working at it? Are you working all-nighters? Weekends? Till what time at night are you working? What time did you start in the AM? See, and I'm the wrong person to talk about this topic because I work non-stop. I have as long as I can remember, maybe that's 2.5 decades now, 7 days a week. Mornings through night. There's no hour that I'm not thinking about my work. And this isn't to say that's the right model. In many ways, people interpret it wrong. It becomes the wrong model. They sacrifice sleep. Or they sacrifice other things that really matter in your life to work longer hours. And as we'll keep coming to throughout this program, it's about doing it right. Harder, better, faster, stronger. Isn't about sacrificing your body and mind just to make it across the finish line. This isn't a sprint. This is a systematic method for getting the best out of you now and continuously improving over time. Yet, if at its very base, working harder is working more hours, where are you going to get those from? What are you willing to cut out to drive your goals? In what ways do your goals matter to you far more than those other things that you're willing to start with brute force and put more and more hours into what truly matters? See, and even though this can be a hard thing for people to want to do, when you look at it a certain way, you find it's the thing that you absolutely love to do. So if you see your work like it's sacrifice or all the things that you're missing out on, then you just need new goals. You need better goals. Because that thing that you think you're working harder towards, that means give it up on all those other things, like time with who? Or watching TV? Or being social? Then get yourself new goals. If your goals don't inspire you to give it more of you, to want to work harder at it, to want to find more hours in the day to be so immersed in what you're doing, then accept that your goals don't matter to you that much. Or find goals that do. So it never feels like sacrifice. It never feels like you're giving something up. It feels like you're finding more and more hours to put into these things that so deeply matter to you. And in some ways, this goes against our PC culture. But when we look at top athletes, don't we expect them to be putting in a lot of hours? It's like those stories you hear of Michael Jordan or Kobe showing up hours before the team for practice and staying hours longer. Right, look at someone in the world that you really admire. You expect them to be working 40 hours a week? Someone who's pulled off incredible goals? Do you expect it to be a part-time job for them? Something that they clock in at 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock. Do a little bit of work and then go to lunch, clock off and then go down to the pub? Or do you expect them to be always on, maniacal about their goals? They make it the most important focus of their life. It's like Tim Ferriss and his 4-hour work week. Everyone knows Tim doesn't work 4 hours a week. He's obsessed. And if you want to drive your best results in the world, if you want to be performing at your absolute best, working harder is finding more hours to work. Sin again, I work around the clock, but I never promote my lifestyle. This isn't about my lifestyle or how I think about work. It's about your lifestyle and how you think about your work. So you might decide that there are much more important priorities in your life other than working hard. Great. But if you are going to set yourself aggressive goals, if you're going to shoot as far as possible in your life, then ask yourself, are you making it enough of a priority? Are you finding the hours to put into it? Are you taking the hours of your week and directing them into what matters most for you? And this doesn't always mean that you're going to win by hours. There are plenty of professions that have a really grueling start, like doing your residency in medicine, or the world of investment banking where I came from, or Hell Week for that Navy SEAL, or even Jeff Bezos working around the clock starting Amazon. See, in these days, what Bezos knows is that his absolute highest value use isn't brute force of hours, but ensuring he gets the absolute best out of those hours. That if he is just making three big decisions a day, he's doing what matters most. What about you? Where does working harder, where does working more hours fit in for you? This is practice one. In your workbook or wherever you might be laying out these ideas, get specific to where might you find more hours. You might decide that you're all good on this, that actually you can't find any more hours. And that, say, you could give up going to the gym, but actually your mental and physical health is just as important as putting more hours into your work. Or that finding that balance is important, because when you hit it, we're going to get to this next, you hit it with more intensity. Or you might also be deciding that you need to, or you want to find more hours in the week to put into your goals. So where specifically are you going to find that from? Are you starting earlier? Working later? Working on the weekends? Like, one of my clients gets up very early on a Saturday and bangs out 3 hours work before the kids are up. That to him is absolutely worth it, so he can then spend the time with his kids. Another real obvious idea here is people take those lunch breaks, apparently. What do? You go out and sit around and you have a sandwich, eat it at your desk, find more time to drive into what truly matters to you. And I don't know what this means to you. As you now look at your week, you look at your days, where do you perceive that you'll find more hours? How do you see yourself wanting to find these hours? To work harder by putting more hours into what truly matters to you. All right, so that's principle and practice one on work harder. Principle two here is that working harder is intensity. See, and this is where typically my clients get more lift, is that they're usually working more or less as many hours as they can find in the week. Right? If you come from a hardcore corporate culture or from the world of Wall Street, then you've grown up working long hours and it's very normal for you. Yet, what we often find is that a lot of fat can creep into those hours, where we still might be working long hours, but how much intensity are we bringing to our work? How focused are we on really driving your best yield into what you're doing? And you know what I mean here, don't you? Yet it can often be not so easy to describe, because think about going to the gym. You see a lot of people there, don't you? Just doing their workout. They've just set aside their hour. Just going over here, just do, that's it. 12 reps of this, 3 sets of that. Even the ones you see with trainers often just stand around with their trainers, having a good chat. Right, so if you said to them, how often do you work out? Oh, I work out 6 days a week. Okay, well, how much intensity is in that workout? It's like a race car driver driving around the track like driving Miss Daisy. I like this metaphor, I'll keep coming back to it. But how hard is that driver really working driving around the track that way? Right, think about those people at the gym. How hard are they working? What is the yield on their workout? Are they really well using that 7-8 hours a week? Or could they show up and work out half the number of days and have double the workout? Right, so this is the real power of intensity. Even if you can't find any more hours, can you find more intensity in what you're doing? And what are we talking about here for you? Are we talking about, say, the context of selling? That you can make a lot of calls and you can really be hustling, you got a long list. But what sort of intensity are you putting into your process? For a CEO, you can be leading and managing, or you can be doing it with great intensity, with great drive, with everyone feeling this energy that you're conveying. Right, too often we hear this idea of hustle, don't we? Yeah, just gotta hustle. Hustle, 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 always hustling. Yeah, man, I'm always on the hustle, just grinding it out. How well are you grinding it out? How well are you hustling? How much intensity are you bringing to your game? One story I remember from Charles Schwab in Henry Ford's factories was the way you would encourage the workers to really play games and set up competitions. Like, I remember this story, and I might be getting it wrong. They might have been building engines or assembling cars, and the day shift would come in and they would write the number that they assembled in chalk on the ground, like number 6. Then the night shift would come in all fired up with something to work towards, so they could leave in the AM having written number 7 or number 8 for the day shift to pick up. See, not only does that make them obviously a lot more productive, but how much more engaged does it make you? How do you feel when you're going at your things with great intensity? What's this feeling of bringing intensity? It's like a football player on the line, right? Bashing helmets with their teammates. So when it's time to charge, they charge like a bull with fierce intensity, like a boxer. Yeah, just casually walking up to the ring. Yeah, feeling pretty good about this fight. You ever see that? Or do you see him going in the deepest trance? Dancing their way to the ring, stepping in the ring like they already own it. When the bell rings, coming at their opponent with fierce intensity. And one way that I do this in my work, we're going to talk about in Faster as well. The context of the house of flow. How do you get yourself into the flow state? See, there are conditions for the flow state, which is our peak performance state and our peak happiness state. And part of the conditions for flow is that you have to have a goal that's so absorbing for you that it sucks you right in. And one way that I do this in my tasks is I set a timer. And I just go ferociously into my work until that timer goes off. So that my goal isn't just, can you become deeply focused in what you're doing? Is how deeply focused? How much intensity can you bring to what you're doing? How much can you jam out in that time period? How much can you feel this feeling of being deeply immersed in what you're doing? Right, so this principle too of working harder isn't just about longer hours and doing quote-unquote more. It's about bringing more to every minute, every hour, more intensity, more yield, driving more production into what you do. Okay, so what's practice two here? Again, you're going to see these practices are so damn simple because much of harder, better, faster, stronger is so damn simple. What's not simple What's not easy is doing it every day. Like those workouts. You know what? It's not easy to get yourself to the gym 6 days a week, is it? But it's pretty easy to just show up and chat to your trainer. Yeah, just throw around a little bit of weight here and there. It's not easy to bring that intensity, is it? Like one of my clients goes to the gym like a total fucking lunatic. He's into this book, Seal Fit by Mark Divine, which are real aggressive workouts, how to Navy SEALs workout to pass Bud's training. And he's just sweating his ass off at the gym, dripping. And other people are looking at him like, who's that crazy person? While they're standing around, doing their 12 reps here and there. Oh yeah, sweating a little bit. Oh yeah, got this. What intensity are you bringing and where? So as you look at your day, as you look at your week, how are you bringing more intensity to it? Like a call I just got off with the CEO. She has aggressive goals for this quarter. She can't be out there selling, but what she can do is driving her sales team with more intensity. Not just to want to win, not just to hit quota, to make that right number of calls, but to go at it like they really want it. Or they're showing up here to win. So what specifically does this mean for you? Where will you decide now to bring more intensity? Why bring this intensity? What are you more capable of doing with more intensity? Results. Are you driving with more intensity? Okay, we're keeping this short and sweet, aren't we? But I hope you see the power of just hitting these principles and practices, capturing these ideas in your workbook. See, we're not just talking about ideas here, are we? But laying out a roadmap for you to drive working harder, drive working more hours, driving more intensity into what you do. That's category one, working harder. Let's talk category two, doing harder things.